Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to the Small Business Fuel Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Wilson, Jr., and I serve as the Area Director of the UGA Small Business Development Center at Georgia State University. The purpose of this show is to provide relevant resources and essential information for small businesses in Georgia that helps you to grow and succeed. This show is produced, recorded, and distributed on several social media and streaming platforms by our incredible, wonderful, and amazing resource partner, Business Radio X. Today, I have the privilege of having some incredible guests with me. But first, before we introduce them, I want to introduce my co-host for this show, which is Talisha Farrell Jackson. Of course, you all know her because she was helped launch this show, as a matter of fact, when she was with SBDC. And of course, we've done some co-hosting even since she's been gone. So she's a small business specialist for the Georgia Department of Administrative Services. How are you today, Talisha?
I am well, thank you. How are you, Mr. Paul?
I'm wonderful. It's always great to have you on the show and co-hosting for this opportunity. And so today we get to kind of peek inside your house a little bit. Okay, maybe not your real house, right? But definitely what you do at work. And so and the great thing that you all do at the Georgia Department of Administrative Services. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to you for a moment and give you a chance to introduce our special guest for today.
Yay. It is a peek into it's my new home. It's my new home at DOAS, and I'm very happy here. So thank you for having us today. And yes, I'd like to give you and share a little insight into. So we'll start with my living room corner here as I walk through the foyer. I'm going to introduce Miss Mary Chapman. And also, too, I have Julian Bailey, my teammate member and mentor here. So I will introduce both of them. Mary serves as our Director of Policy, Training, and Outreach for the Department of Administrative Services in our State Purchasing Division. She has more than 14 years experience in state government procurement policy, contract negotiations, program management, and implementation of major projects. Mary Chapman began her legal career by clerking for the Augusta Judicial Circuit. She served in state government in a variety of roles, including staff attorney, contracts attorney, executive business analyst with the Medicaid program, and division chief of the Healthcare Facility Regulation Division within the Department of Community Health. So she earned her Bachelor of Arts degree, of course, from the good old Georgia State University. Yay. And her Juris Doctor, woo-hoo! And her Juris Doctorate degree from the UGA, University of Georgia Law School. So wealth of knowledge. She is just, amazing, amazing director. Aside from you being an amazing director.
Thank you.
Of course. Yes. You're like the yin and yang of amazing. Right. Directors, yes. And then with us also, I have Julian Bailey. She is currently our marketing outreach specialist with Georgia Department of Administrative Services, DOAS, as we affectionately call it. She is responsible for marketing, communications, outreach initiatives for our state purchasing division. She conducts our supplier workshops and training on navigating the state of Georgia procurement systems, which include the Team Georgia Marketplace and the GPR, the Georgia Procurement Registry. And she also manages the MBE certification process, the Minority Business Enterprise. So she has been doing that across the entire state of Georgia over the last 7 years with DOAS. She also has partnered with other organizations such as GTPAC, Small Business Development Centers, such as yourself, SBDC. She travels throughout the state of Georgia, participates in conferences and training and conducting workshops. And then I came along and just interrupted all of that. But Julian comes with a wealth of knowledge in that she graduated magna cum laude with a bachelor's degree in public relations from Howard University, HBCU. Nice. She also has a master of business administration degree with concentration in management from Troy University. She's a professional certified marketer with a PCM. That's with the American Marketing Association. And she also has the Georgia Certified Purchasing Associate Certification from the state of Georgia, which is known as the GCPA. I'm working on that.
That's a lot of acronyms.
Hey, but I'm learning them, you know? Absolutely. You got to break them down. So I am just blessed and very happy to have these two beautiful, bright, intelligent, and such talented people and ladies with me and working and surrounding me and really lifting me up. So I want to hear from them, and I introduce them to all of you.
Good stuff. Well, welcome to the Small Business Fuel Podcast.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Talisha. Thank you, Paul.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for having me. You know, as Marissa said, it's definitely a pleasure to join you guys today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, Talisha, you want to jump in with a few questions so we can kind of get the ball rolling?
Oh, wow. Yes. Let's start off with Julian, if you don't mind. Why don't you just tell us what it is that you do in supplier orientation training or trainings, and what do you bring in your workshops throughout the course to jumpstart a small business or any business that wants to get in and do business with the state?
So as you said, Talisha, you know, I conduct trainings and workshops, you know, all across Georgia. But in this environment that we are operating now, of course, everything is virtual. So we have, you know, move all our training online. And so we have two main training that we do for suppliers. One is where we have an orientation. And so as the word dictates, orient, we what we try to do is to provide information to businesses who are interested in doing, of course, business with the state of Georgia. So we focus on, of course, our buying process. You know, how do we buy? You know, our procurement process, you know, the systems that we have in place, which include Team Georgia Marketplace, the Georgia Procurement Registry, eSource, the Statewide Contract Index. And so we try to give the suppliers as much information as possible in regards to procurement process in the state of Georgia to help them navigate, you know, the systems and the process. So these two training, one is where we provide the general overview, a lot of information and what we do, how we do it. And then we take it from there where we actually have a system training where we access the system live, show suppliers like actually how to respond to a bid in Team Georgia Marketplace, how to respond to a bid in eSource, how to search the Georgia Procurement Registry, not just for open bids, but for awarded. It's very important for suppliers to know that, you know, they can search for awarded bids to get, you know, information on, you know, who is buying what they're selling, who the buyers are, you know, in these different agencies and entities, who their competitors are, which is very important. Right. And actually what these suppliers are being paid for these bids, which ultimately will help them, you know, as they try to, again, navigate the procurement process in the state of Georgia.
Perfect.
Absolutely. No, that's amazing. It's amazing that there's a great resource like this to help small businesses really understand how to do business right with the state. And sometimes they may see it as this big organization and not know where to go. So, Mary, you've been doing this for a few years. So what would you share with the business why would they want to do business with the state of Georgia?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I feel very blessed to be a Georgia native, to call Georgia home, to have been able to grow up here, be educated and serve Georgia through my career. That's been a blessing. And I think the why for our small business community is just there's so many opportunities in the state of Georgia. We have such a great business climate here in Georgia. There's so much that we're able to do through all of our state government agencies, our colleges and universities, our technical college system. When you just even step back and think about what all it is that the state does, we have such diverse needs. And I think something that's really hit home with me during the public health emergency is how important our supplier community is to us. We need them. We can't do this alone. They're our partners. There's so much that they supply to us. We rely on their services, systems, you name it. So there's so many opportunities with us, and we just want to reach those small businesses, you know, whether you call Georgia home or not. There's just so many opportunities to partner with the state and to serve everyone that calls Georgia home.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. It's amazing. And like I said, it's great, again, that there's a resource there to invite people to those opportunities that may not be obvious.
There you go. So also, too, what I thought was interesting, Paul, as I came on to DOAS, was just learning about all the differences and how the state and DOAS has evolved, and it has really grown in a sense. They have really, I feel, from my experience, they've really listened to what buyers as well as suppliers have been saying and wanting. Right. And so in years past, if Mary, you can tell us what are some of the things, name some of the things. I just know of a few, and I hear and I keep learning more and more, but name some of the things that are being done differently from years past.
Absolutely. So we are so lucky that our governor has a very strong commitment to small businesses. He talks about, you know, being a small business owner himself. And one of the first things he did in taking office was create the Georgians First Commission. And that is all about how do we help our small businesses thrive in Georgia? And we got to be a part of that. We really felt like there's opportunity. We're the state procurement office. It's all about, you know, contracting with our suppliers. You know, of course, we're a part of helping our small businesses thrive for everyone that wants to do business with us. So it starts with listening. Listening to our small businesses. What is your experience? What's been hard for you? What are the barriers? What don't you understand? And then once we listen, coming up with, you know, how can we fill that gap? How can we eliminate those barriers? So one of the things is, you know, really stepping up our outreach and training. So for those businesses that may not know about us, let's get connected with them. And then share with them the information they need to make decisions. Do I want to participate in the process or not? And if I do, to ultimately be successful. So I think really stepping up our outreach and then starting to build on those informational resources we make available, and really taking advantage of our partnerships too. You know, we don't have to, and we can't do everything ourselves. So, you know, the Small Business Development Centers, Paul, y'all's partnership with us is so important. Our Georgia Tech Procurement Assistance Center, you know, that's important as well.
Absolutely. And again, so many resources are available. And I know Julian said, you know, you're involved in the educating of these businesses. And of course, COVID, right, has changed everything for everybody. Right. So maybe talk just a little bit about how you all were able to adjust how you provide that information, you know, to these small businesses kind of once COVID came in, and some of the shifts that you all made to make sure you could still get that information out.
COVID definitely changed how we do things, right? Because before, you know, orientation, that was face-to-face. That was, of course, a two-hour training where, you know, we have the opportunity to connect, you know, with, you know, the suppliers, you know, on a one-on-one basis. That changed. Now, we quickly had to shift to virtual, where all our training are virtual. But I must say that it opened greater opportunity, though, for those businesses across Georgia who normally would not have had the opportunity to participate in our supplier training because they would have to travel to our location. And not just Georgia, but we are having participation like nationally, like from all over. And remember, it's not just, well, we, of course, definitely want our Georgia companies to succeed. But, you know, there's no restriction as to who, you know, we partner with. And so we have had a lot of company like nationally participating now in our training, which would not have possible if we were not conducting everything online. In addition to what we normally conduct, which is the orientation and the system webinar, we actually have the opportunity to look into like different training, you know, different ways of connecting with these suppliers virtually. So it is definitely giving us an opportunity to think outside the box and to really, you know, expand our reach, you know, as we try to work as much as possible with our small businesses, again, not just in Georgia, but across the entire United States. So we have gone, you know, nationally with our training.
That's excellent. And as they say, right, there's the when chaos comes out, the balance against its opportunity, right?
and take advantage
of that opportunity. Absolutely. So Talisha, I think you probably had another question just to follow up with that.
I do. These are great. See, yeah. I can ask all the questions that I want, and right, it's just right. Like for the sake of the show. And
right for you. Yeah, so this is good because now it's really real. Okay, she actually left Ryan and went to another organization. Actually, has real people. So she was telling me the truth, and you're all really wonderful.
Thank
you. Just disappear.
I didn't just disappear. So then tell me, Mary Julian, or Mary, how is the state connecting specifically with small businesses? Give me some examples or tell me exactly or specifically how you have connected. How do you know that your surveys and your questions and your probing into finding out what they want and what they need, how do you know that it's working or how has it worked? Can you give insight into that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about our outreach. We've talked about the training that we provide to our suppliers and small businesses. And, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about yet is our procurement community. So yes. We also provide training to our buyers. So all of the buyers here at our state purchasing division, plus at all of our government agencies, colleges and universities. And part of what we're trying to do as well is make sure that they're aware of the small business community, the opportunities that are there. Our small businesses are impressive. They are innovative. They are competitive. They come in and they win. So it's very important for us not only to outreach to our suppliers, but to outreach to our procurement staff as well to make sure that they're keeping small businesses aware of the solicitation opportunities that they have and fully take advantage of that. So one of the things that we offer is a price match option. And so that's something that we're really want to emphasize with our buyers to include that. And what that does, Paul, is if multiple suppliers bid on a procurement, and let's say one of them is a small business and they don't happen to be the best price, if they're willing to price match the lowest bid, they will win. And we will give it to the small business over the other supplier. And the state's not paying any more for the service. Right. It's only if the small business is willing to do so. So it's very important to us to not just outreach to our supplier community, but also our procurement staff as well. And that was something we actually asked our small business community about. What can we do that will make it more attractive to you to participate? So definitely making sure that we include those things in the solicitation process that help give them an advantage. We definitely want to do that.
Absolutely. And that's great to hear that there's almost an internal advocate for the small business community, which sounds like DOS advocates, right, said to the procurement side of it. So there's a champion inside. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't know that's like the second part of my title. Small
business. Is that
business
where the pom-poms come from?
Yes. Small business champion. Yes. Small business outreach specialist, cheerleader, best.
Right.
I love it. So I also want to mention and talk about what's coming up in DOAS and with the state. So we can't leave that out. As Mary mentioned, we talked about our outreach. We talked about our media. We talked about our training or our procurement and our training. So now I want to talk about the media aspect and what's coming up and what's, you know, on the books and in the schedule. And I think we're on countdown because it is officially November already.
Sure is.
Can you believe it's November? It's only
flown by.
Yeah. Incredible. Only another month left in 2020. I don't know about you guys, and I'll just say this really quickly. I don't know about you, but when time changed, it was like, okay, do I want to go back another hour in 2020? I don't know. I think I'll give up that sleep. I mean, I was like, oh, good. But if you would, please share with us what's coming up and countdown just this month or for the rest of 2020. What do you have on the books, guys?
So, Julianne, talk about our small business symposium. Woo-woo. Yeah,
absolutely. Woo.
All right. So, as Talisha said, we have, we're looking into the future and, of course, we can do how we can do it to really connect with our small businesses. And so coming up in November here, on November 17th, we will be hosting what would have been our second symposium in person. However, because of COVID, we have changed it to a virtual symposium. So on November 17th, we will be having our second symposium. This one is going to be virtual. The first symposium was in February in Dublin. And so on November 17th, it's going to be from 9 to 12:30, of course, geared towards small businesses. And so the goal, of course, for this symposium is to ensure that, one, we connect with the small businesses, we provide information to them that will ultimately help them to grow their businesses. We're going to be having, folks from DOAS who are involved with contract management. We're going to be having small businesses who have been successful in our procurement, who have also attended our past symposium to talk about their journey, share about how did they get to the point where they were able to be successful in a state contract. So it's going to be an awesome event. It's going to be a lot of information sharing, a lot of opportunity for small businesses to connect with those individuals. In addition, we are going to be rolling out information on, what we have coming up. We are working towards putting in place some programs that will help them to become ready, to partner with the state. We have an informational session that we have been doing. And for the informational session, that's where we provide just information to small businesses with subject matter experts as panelists, just to provide, again, as much information as possible to these small businesses. And Mary, if you want to, go ahead and just add. I know you probably have some other information you want to share about our symposium and our upcoming events.
Oh, I can't wait. So it is absolutely free. So registration is free. It is open right now. We have slots remaining and we really want to maximize it. We do not want there to be one open virtual space left. We want it to be completely full with our small business community. And whether you're brand new, don't know anything about doing business with the state, or whether you've been working with us for a while, we've got something for you at this symposium. So we're going to be talking about some of what we do, the resources we have, and then hearing from some of our internal experts about getting a piece of the peach, how you two can partner with us. And then what I am most excited about is what Julianne mentioned, which is the success stories. So we have two small businesses that have graciously agreed to come join us, share how they have just recently won a statewide contract with us for maintenance, repairs, and operations. Both of them are Georgia-based small businesses, have a great story to tell. We are so excited for them and really want to inspire other small businesses. So, yes, the state is big, but not too big for small businesses. There's a lot of opportunities for you. Don't be afraid to step in. It's a good place to be.
I just want to add that unlike the symposium that we had in February, where there was a limit. So, you know, of course, it was in person. There was a limit. For this symposium, we have more space. We definitely, you know, have a limit, but there is opportunity to have more businesses participate. So we definitely wanted businesses to, you know, go ahead, you know, register, make sure that they don't miss this opportunity to really get the information they need from the experts in order to do business with the state of Georgia.
So, Paul, something that you may not know, and I hope Mary doesn't mind me sharing this, but too late now, right?
Set up to that question.
I know, right? But the businesses that we mentioned, the success stories that they are mentioning and speaking about, we're very excited about that, as Julian and Mary both
Absolutely.
Spoke of. But the one thing that's such a sweet spot, or so sweet thing to hear, is that one of those businesses, not only did they attend our previous symposium, but they also attended a previous informational session or another session training that Julian had been doing with another one of our resource partners, GDOT, and SBDC OMB, the Office of Minority Business Development. Yes. So to hear that, and that's what makes me be so proud to, makes me proud to be a part of DOAS, is to know that it's, you know, you're like one step removed, two steps removed, as they say.
Right.
And all the work that you've been doing, you know, I'm coming onto the scene, but Julian's been giving these trainings for a long time. And now to see a lot of it come to fruition, or to hear the stories and success stories of, hey, I connected with this partner and thanks for introducing me to this partner. So we're very grateful for that as well, because even in this platform, and I'll have to thank Business Radio X for allowing this platform for us to all connect, all of us
Definitely.
Together, and come to the table and be introduced to one another and be able to provide services and share stories amongst each other. So
no.
Hey, that wasn't so bad now, was it, Mary?
No.
That was perfect. And I would have been mad at myself if we forgot to say that. And that's what's so that's what feels so good to
yes.
know
yeah.
that you know, our outreach partners, the training they provide, how that can help our small business community be successful, and we see it.
Yes.
That is just
Absolutely.
Incredible, and gotta keep it going.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That definitely tied tied in the partnership, because it shows that our partnership is working, that you
right.
know, being able to partner with the SBDC and, you know, GDOT, state funded support services, it really shows that partnership, collaboration, it does help.
Yeah. So no, and that's an excellent point, because, again, we want small businesses to know, right, we're complementary, and we're working together and kind of weaving our services together. Because, again, different businesses need different things, right?
Sure.
And
yes.
so something that we don't do, you all do, and vice versa, mm-hmm. you know, all the way around. Because none of us, right, have all the resources, but all of us together, right, we have a lot that we can offer. And I do have to say, I was extremely disappointed, because I was planning on attending the symposium in person this year when it got canceled. I had my reservations all set, we'll get back there, I'm sure, eventually.
You can still attend. You can still attend virtually.
Yes, absolutely. We will be there. And I'm glad actually you all are able to do it virtually. Because again, information is still needed, right? Businesses are still looking for opportunities to grow.
Absolutely.
And with that, I mean, are there any other, let's say, success stories or businesses that you all can think of that have been able to kind of maybe navigate through the process and they're able to get an opportunity with the state?
Well, we don't want to overfeed you too much, so we're just going to leave you with that for now. And there
that's like
are,
a teaser. I'm
yes,
sure, I'm sure
exactly.
that, but I get it. It's all
like
good.
An appetizer.
Right.
there have been other success stories, I would yes. say, definitely. There yes. was a success story shared at the very first symposium. So there have been others, and I'm sure that there will be others that will stem out of, you know, sure. all of the connections and ranks, and that's what we're hoping for. But I'm sure that Mary can elaborate on the ones.
Yes, that yes, but, that's but. Right. And so, you know, we actually do statewide contracts, Paul, here in mm-hmm. state purchasing. And we have just been so excited with the amount of opportunities for small businesses on our statewide contracts. So nice. During our February symposium, we had individuals from My Georgia Office Products. Yes. And that is a collaboration of individual small businesses here in Georgia that mm-hmm. provide office products that teamed up and they bid on our office supply statewide contract and they won.
Yes.
Awesome. So awesome. It was so incredible to have them come to the February symposium and just kind of impromptu stand up and tell their story.
Yes.
It was so good. So we're excited that we get to do that again for our virtual symposium, this time featuring Low Electric and
Whitehead.
Whitehead Industrial, thank you, as our two additional small business winners. And Paul, we would love to be invited back and tell you about some new ones. We can't announce yet, but they're coming.
Sure.
But we just want to continue to share the news about our small business success stories. We want them to be successful. We want to share their stories with other small businesses and encourage them to work with us.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome to hear that. And again, I think it's encouraging here for small businesses to know I can do business with the state, right? It's not just this yes. big organization, but there yes. is a way to do that. So for both of you, I mean, any other, let's say, just final thoughts that you would share with the small business community to either encourage them or maybe just give them a few tips on how to navigate through the process?
And I would just want to say that, you know, for those small businesses who feel that, and I hear it all the time, you know, I don't have the scope, you know, to, you know, fulfill the requirements for a state of Georgia contract, you know. And so that may be true. But as Mary just said, you know, a group of small business, you know, they came together and they were successful in a statewide contract. So if there's any small business who feel that, you know, they can't do it alone, you know, I would really, really encourage them to seek out others, you know, who are doing the same type of work that they're doing and try to partner with these companies and see how, you know, that partnership, you know, could ultimately, you know, that partnership ultimately could do business with the state of Georgia, because we are seeing the success again of businesses coming together and actually winning statewide contracts. So that would definitely be my recommendation. Don't think that you have to do it alone, but just think about ways in which you can partner with other companies in order to do business with the state.
Because think about that, Paul and Julia and Mary, when small businesses come together, they're no longer subcontractors. A lot of times right. small businesses are looking at how do I become a subcontractor and who do I talk to and who's a prime that will use me? Well, instead of you looking at other businesses as competition, you're looking at mm-hmm. them in partnership. And as a partnership, mm-hmm. you become the prime contractor. So
that's right.
now they're prime contractors in their own, you know, contract and in this bidding process. And that's a win-win for everyone. So it changes, it pivots. As long as you're able to pivot and navigate through it,
absolutely.
You know, you can win. So
definitely. That's probably the word of the year is pivot, at least on the business side, right?
Yes.
Being able to pivot, right? Mary, any final thoughts from you as we kind of wind
yes.
down and that you would like to share?
So just words of encouragement for our small business community, how thankful we are to them. There's so much good that they've done for the state. And please take advantage of the supplier outreach that we have. Learn, grow, get connected with other small businesses that attend. And when you're ready, take that first step, get registered with us. It's free. There's no obligation, but just kind of start that journey.
Absolutely. Just get started, right? That's the first step. Absolutely.
And I'm excited. And if they would like to learn more about the registration, to piggyback mm-hmm. off of what Mary just said, if they are interested in learning more about the registration process, how to navigate the procurement platforms that we use in the state of Georgia, I would suggest that they go to a website and sign up for one of our training. We offer these training monthly, every month, the first and third Wednesdays of each month from 10 to 12. So I would highly suggest that anyone who need assistance in regards to registering, you know, accessing the system, navigating the procurement process, to sign up for one of these training.
And what's the easiest way for them to find you all online?
Oh, let me tell you. That's my tagline. That's my cue.
I serve it up. Now you're supposed to spike it. Go.
www.doas.ga.gov. Yes. And when you go there, click on small business webpage. It will pull up. We have icons that will say bids and contracts, MBE process for the minority business certification process, as well as supplier training, our small symposium, and our small business resources. Thank you and have a great day.
Definitely. Well, it's always great having you, of course, Talisha, as our co-host, and you brought some incredible guests today. So I guess we'll have you back.
Yay! They make me look good.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to have Julie and Mary back too next year as things are rolling along and get past this symposium and some potential other things that you might guys may be doing next year. We definitely want to hear about that when that comes about.
Yes.
So we're excited about continuing to grow this relationship and partnership to help our Georgia small businesses. So, Talisha, any final thoughts from you?
No, the final thoughts is everyone needs theme music. Okay, this is my theme music, and I encourage you to get yours. I look forward to a long-standing time with these good folks here. You've had us on from the commissioner to director to Julian, our outreach, our marketing team, and training and development team, and everyone. They're just a fabulous group of people, great information. I'm so excited about what's up and coming and what they're doing and bringing about, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So please, I encourage everyone to stay connected with us through our Facebook pages, our LinkedIn pages. We have a YouTube channel, our small business webpage, as it is frequently updated with new information and links to all the things that we're doing. So thanks again, Paul.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Talisha, for everything that you're doing too. Thank you for being a part of the team. Yay. Thank you, Paul. We definitely look forward to, you know, many future events, know, with the SBDC Center. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you. It's Mary. Been our pleasure. We appreciate y'all so much.
Definitely. Yeah. Talisha, could you give the website one more time before we sign
off? Oh, sure. Let me think. www.doas.ga.gov.
Absolutely. We want to make it easy for all of our small business community to be able to find you all, because you all are an incredible resource to our Georgia small businesses and beyond, as we've heard on this show today. Well, we're going to close for now, but thank you for listening to this episode of Small Business Fuel. Our goal at the UGA SBDC is to provide you with relevant resources, practical tools, and training and resources to help small businesses grow and succeed. If you'd like to connect with us and get one-on-one help for your business, we have business consultants at 18 locations around the state to assist you. Please visit our website at www.georgiasbdc.org/Atlanta to get connected to the office at Georgia State University. So until our next episode of Small Business Fuel, please stay healthy, safe, and profitable. Goodbye.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay, built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.